Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to your latest edition of MedMen Bite Size. It is Wednesday, the 13th of March. My name is Dan Clubb, and I'm here to bring you all the news relating to Liverpool Football Club over the past 24 hours or so. And we begin with what has been the major news story, really, relating to the Reds. It's Michael Edwards' return, of course, in the capacity of CEO of football. Obviously, that is predominantly working with FSG and for FSG, not necessarily directly with Liverpool, but as we know, FSG only own Liverpool Football Club right now in terms of actual football clubs. Obviously, they're Red Sox owners as well. But Michael Edwards' capacity in his new role will be very much overseeing the restructure of the Reds over the coming months and beyond, if truth be told. And I think it's really good news, if I'm being honest, just for my sort of take on it. I think getting somebody with that level of expertise back in the building, and obviously there's a trust there, there's a pre-existing relationship between all parties. I think Michael Edwards clearly has a very high opinion of FSG and vice versa. So I think with Klopp leaving, I think getting somebody like Edwards back in the building to oversee what is going to be a bit of a sea change, what is going to be quite a little bit of upheaval over the course of the summer with the departure of Jurgen Klopp, I think getting someone like that back just to settle things down and to make sure we can continue on the same trajectory. And ultimately, he put a lot of the foundations in place for our success in recent years. He was very much the visionary behind a lot of what's been good about the football club in recent times. So feels a very joined up thinking to me. He is very much the gold standard in that sphere. So getting him back on the payroll feels like a very smart acquisition. So yeah, happy days on that front. There's been a little bit of a pushback on it, and Kevin Hatchard, somebody I speak to quite a lot for the show, he said any multi-club ownership should be resisted rather, which I think a lot of people sort of echo those sentiments. And it'd be interesting to see what line FSG go down. I've seen it sort of muted that they might try and buy a different football club in a different country. Maybe it might just be investment as well. So that'd be one to keep a very close eye on. And for what it's worth, I tend to agree with Kevin on try and resist that possibility. Although loads of clubs are doing it right now. Manchester City, of course, Brighton, likewise, are a very similar model. And I think if FSG were to go down that road, I think it will be more of akin to Brighton as opposed to Manchester City. But again, just on Michael Edwards, is going to be really, really interesting. In terms of what's been said about it, he was going to be described as the highest decision maker on all football matters, and he will succeed Mike Gordon as the day-to-day decision maker when it comes to Liverpool. So again, I think exactly what Liverpool need as we look to move on from life under Jurgen Klopp and into a new era. I think having someone like Edwards at the very top of that tree will be very, very smart. And Chris Bascombe has also done Ask Klopp this morning, and he said you can be sure there is nothing sentimental about Edwards' return, and it's his ability to cast aside emotion and what it actually means when discussing the long-term bigger picture. That is the core of how Liverpool rose and intend to stay at the top. And he goes on to mention the likes of sales of Philip Coutinho and obviously bringing in Mo Salah on the back of a bit of a wheeling and dealing in the transfer market as well. And he also mentions that over a year of headhunting, Gordon reached the conclusion that the best way to entice Edwards was to basically offer him his own job. So yeah, really interesting. And it's been interesting, obviously, hearing how many different opportunities Michael Edwards rejected before saying yes to Liverpool. And we know Manchester United and Chelsea were in amongst them. But it's been reported this morning that he actually turned down 10 different jobs to take the hot seat back at Liverpool. So He had to be the right opportunity. And I think that bodes well as well. He hasn't just jumped at the first opportunity that came along. He was waiting for the right pitch, the right chance and the right moment. And Liverpool have clearly presented that to him. So again, I'm really, really pleased with it. I think it's really smart. And also, one of the other bits of fallout from this is Xabi Alonso still remains a front runner for Jurgen Klopp's job at the end of the season, which I think is massively important. I think anything that sort of steers us away from Alonso or derails that potential would have been a bit of a negative for me, but Michael Edwards seems to be on board with that as well. And the next bit of news I want to touch on really is the Richard Hughes story, because he and Michael Edwards have a pre-existing relationship from their time together at Portsmouth, and Richard Hughes is very much expected to become sporting director, Michael Edwards' former role of course, and he's been described by Lewis Steele from the Daily Mail as a walking, talking contact book. And I spoke to somebody from Bournemouth yesterday. Clearly he's been doing the job down there for 10 years as technical director, and obviously he was a player there beforehand, so knows him inside out essentially. And he was described to me as being a very impressive operator as well. He speaks multiple languages, and it'd be interesting to see sort of the top line on all of this. I think he's done a good job at Bournemouth, and he's definitely going to leave Bournemouth in a better place, but with more financial pull and with more pulling power in general available to him at Liverpool, it's going to be fascinating to see just what he can unearth and what he can do in the transfer market. And I'm excited by the proposition anyway. Last update now, I just want to touch on the injury front, because obviously it's wreaked havoc at Liverpool in recent weeks, I think it's fair to say. Both Ibu Konate and Stefan Pajetic were spotted out training yesterday ahead of Liverpool's game against Sparta Prague. Neither are expected to feature. Pajetic is still some way off returning to team training, but they were training alone, separately, and I think just getting them back out there and on the grass is definitely a positive sign. I think Konate is potentially in line to feature against Manchester United on the weekend. But also, further down the line as well, David Lynch has provided a few injury updates. Ryan Gravenberch is expected to be back after the international break at the very latest. Curtis Jones is expected to be involved against Brighton on the 31st. Trent is also expected to be back involved in that game, whilst Jota and Alisson will be back in early April. So if those timelines, albeit rough, are accurate and are proved to be true, and that's what happens, we could be getting a host of key players back very, very quickly, which of course bodes well for what's to come. Sound. That's everything for Redmen Bite Size this week. Nice, short, concise one for you. But again, the main top stories are Michael Edwards coming back, potentially Richard Hughes following, Xabi Alonso the front runner, and some positive injury news for once. So yeah, happy days. I'll speak to you again soon. Take it easy.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.